Oh, Miss Nelson, that must be the call I placed to Katie Gorris back on Earth. One moment.
Hello.
Hello, Katie. How is everything back on Earth?
Just fine, Bruce. How's everything out there?
Everything's cool here, Katie. We should be home soon. Hey, I was wondering if you could suggest one more thing for the children to do before we land.
Sure, Bruce. Why not have them clap their hands in different rhythms? How about clapping with a beat, then twice as slow or twice as fast? Just so long as they keep with the music.
Hey, that's a great idea, Katie. Thanks a lot. Well, I guess I'll see you after we land, so long for now.
So long. Have a happy landing.
Hey, thanks a lot, Katie. Bye.
Bye.
In the name I am that I am, Sanat Kumara, I call forth the light of the living word, beloved Elohim, beloved archangels, beloved mighty Choans of the rays and the lords of karma. I call for the action of beloved Pallas Athena, beloved goddess of liberty, beloved Nada, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved Portia, beloved great divine director, beloved all-seeing eye of God, Cyclopea. Let God's will be done, let God's will be done, let God's will be done. I demand the action of the sacred fire in this hour. Descend now, descend, O mighty cosmos, secret rays. I am the holding of the balance of Lord Gautama Buddha, beloved Sanat Kumara and the seven holy Kumaras. I call upon the sacred fire, I call upon the light of God that never fails. Beloved mighty I am.
This evening to begin a spiral ongoing of challenging the cause and core of rock music, the great anti-freedom force of the planet. So won't you be seated so that we can begin.
Shouldn't there be some kind of structure?
depended on the announcer and the transmission controller, how it was handled. I mean, it was as basic as that. And it entirely depended on the skill of the announcer, because I did see it happen. And now here's happy greetings to little so-and-so, who's setting and lives at wherever it is. And so-and-so. The telephone goes, oh, excuse me, give me a telephone. Right, okay. Now, we go to... and, yeah, just bang. We go to some music, a slide of music, just maybe, yeah, just have a break between it. And you have to be very careful. They used to postpone commercials when there'd been something like that, but you have to be very careful, because you might have a holding for a light entertainment program right after something heavy, yeah, something heavy. And it was up to you to, you know, get from that into the lighter thing. Well, we'll have more comedy for you. Oh, well, no, don't worry about that, because we've got... Yeah. I don't know what I said, but everyone just did what you felt was right and hoped it worked out. Everything's live. Even though we used to have little commercials that were live at one time. They were never on tape, but because I think I mentioned it on that, there was one announcer made a cock-up with Dr. Thingamabob's foot plasters. Dr. Scholl's shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. And after that, and the Sunday Mirror and the Sunday Mercury, I don't think I mentioned that one. After that, you then had to record everything, because there's money being lost. And I was glad to, because the fear of Fluffy on those things. Yeah. It is, isn't it? Who? Well, of course, you when you were watching, your brains were really terrific. I mean, the brains are only a load of muscles, aren't they? And the things you absorb at that age. I mean, I can't remember what happened yesterday, but when I was about 14 or 12, oh, God, it's there as clear as sharp. I wish I'd learned something useful at that age and it stayed there. It was a good job. I will not knock it. It was a very good job. I mean, I'm a person with no education, no particular talent, and I had good money for a long time. I worked very hard. I was very conscientious. I always did my best because I knew I was onto a good thing. And I didn't cause trouble because I thought if I lose this, I'll be back acting when I can get the work and the rest of the time working in the movies. Yeah, and I don't want that. I'm happy with this. So everybody, all the announcers that I knew they were onto a good thing. I was at the end of the last, maybe 5 or 6 years, I was not happy at all because the last, when we ran through the night, there's a lot of new announcers that I didn't know that came on and did during the night, and I think they used to regard me as what was in the way of them and doing television during the evening. And they really disliked me. And I suppose it's always like this, though, in any business, you see something, God, he's been in there years, and if he wasn't here, I'd be doing that. And I felt uncomfortable, and they were not friendly and regarded me just as something from the dark ages. And no, I didn't enjoy that. I didn't like, absolutely didn't like it. It is out of practice, he said. Yeah, it actually hurt me. I was very hurt by it, but I kept thinking, I never said I'm not. They just didn't like me.
flowers are out and the sun shines. In the winter, the leaves grow again on the trees. And in the spring, the winds blow and the leaves fall from the trees. And the sun shines.
Thank you. Thank you.
October.
Yes. I first diagnosed symptomless coma 3 years ago, and since then, the number of cases has been steadily increasing.
I haven't even got a headache.
Very characteristic of the early stages.
Obviously, parents in particular have a lot of difficulty coming to terms with symptomless coma.
I think I'd like to get out, Mum.
You what, love?
I'd like to get out, Mum.
He's asking us to leave him alone. They get very tired. Well, does he want to get out? No, he wants us to go, Mr. Pesper.
Dad?
Well, yes, son. I think we'd better go before he gets upset.
Well, couldn't we just...
I'm afraid he's likely to become a fool to himself, Mr. Pesper.
No.
Well, best go. Take care.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nurse, could you double the benzodiazepine, please?
To watch a patient in a state of unavoidable decline runs against every instinct I have. When the dreadful day comes, I try and make things as easy as possible for the family. Even then, their hopes can be very unrealistic.
Oh, did he feel that?
No, he didn't. I'm afraid it was just a reaction.
But he moved. I'm sure he felt something, didn't he?
If he felt anything, I'm afraid it would only have been excruciating pain. Sadly, there's no likelihood of a cure in the foreseeable future. I hope that one day there will be a cure. But until that day, in a coma, many more young people are going to die. And I'll have to do this job again and again and again.